Welcome to Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of the book Specialty Shop Retailing, How to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at info@orangetreeimports.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here is your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the fourth edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. In this episode, we'll be talking about establishing and marketing your store's identity or brand. We're surrounded by logos, slogans, and icons that bring to mind certain brands. The Golden Arches, the Nike Swoop, It's the Real Thing. Your store is unlikely to ever reach this kind of universal recognition, but building a brand will help you succeed by helping customers recognize and remember your business. Branding is a popular buzzword in business today. It basically boils down to the public having a clear image of your store when they hear its name, see your ads, receive a gift from your shop, or walk through the door. These are some of the many components that go into building a brand, and the more memorable and consistent your message, the more often customers will think of patronizing your shop. It's especially important if you think that you may eventually want to expand to more than one store, or are thinking of franchising your concept. The very first step in creating a brand is defining your shop's mission. What is it that makes your store special? Create a short tagline of 10 words or less. You can use this tagline in your advertising, and it will also help you to decide what merchandise is right or wrong for your shop. For example, if your store's tagline is everything for the bath and bedroom, you should probably say no to the latest children's toy fad, even if you suspect it might sell well for you. Once you have your tagline in place, see if it will help you create a name that says something about what you sell, but does not limit your future options. For example, don't use your street name in your business if you think you may later open branches. Make sure the store name is easy to pronounce and to spell. Our shop was originally a Scandinavian furniture store called Board and Stol, which meant table and chair to the dozen or so Danish speakers in town. Most others would have understood it better in English. After choosing a name and checking to make sure it isn't already taken by a similar business, which is a process that Google has made fairly easy, you want to develop a logo. Simple is good when it comes to logos, especially when you think about all the places you'll be using it. Try for a design that reflects what you plan to sell, or plays on the store's name or initials. To accompany the logo, you'll need to print the store's name in a recognizable font. Choose a font that you have access to on your computer so that you can use it on all your forms and in-store signs. By creating a template on your computer with your logo and store name already on it, you can easily make shelf talker and sale signs that reflect your store's look. Slip them into 3x5 plexiglass frames for a finished look. Many stores have certain colors associated with their logo and store name, and feature these colors on the exterior of the building and in a prominent way inside the store. In designing your store's interior, try for fixtures and lighting in keeping with the style of merchandise that you plan to carry. A sleek contemporary feel, for example, would not help build brand recognition for a store carrying French country home accessories. Repetition breeds recognition, so use your logo, signature font, and store colors wherever you can, on your store's signage, on your packaging, and in your ads. You can ask your employees to wear aprons or polo shirts in the store's colors with the logo embroidered or silk screened on them. When you use your logo and store name on your shopping bags, they become walking billboards for you. Gift packaging should always reflect the store's identity in its coloring and the use of your logo and store name somewhere on the package. Sponsor a children's sports team and ask to have your logo on the t-shirts. Public television writing is another way to support your community while building brand recognition by exposing thousands of viewers to your logo and store name. We've been talking so far about branding your store so that it has a recognizable identity. If your store is part of a shopping street, strip mall, or in a small town, you may want to band together with your neighboring merchants to market your area as a shopping destination. Develop a name and logo for your area and spend some advertising dollars cooperatively on marketing brand recognition to help bring shoppers to your neighboring businesses as well as to your own shop. Today's reading from the Nonsense Files, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, comes from 1988. It's called Yes, Virginia, There Is. A kit for making Santa's and Rudolph's footprints and tracks. Santa's track kit contains all the ingredients to make washable tracks on fireplaces, sidewalks, patios, etc. Keep young and old believers believing a little while longer. And the retail back then, only $3 a kit, from Marty Moose Enterprises in Barrington, Illinois. That's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. Please feel free to email me at info@orangetreeimports.com with your ideas for future podcasts. And until then, happy retailing.